Right, so go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. You're there in 2 Corinthians 5. Go to 1 Corinthians 6. Let me just show you some interesting verses. 1 Corinthians 6. In this passage, Paul is referring to, and he's teaching about the fact that brethren ought not sue each other and take each other to court. But he makes these statements. 1 Corinthians 6, 1 says this: "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world?" That's referring to the millennial reign. We're going to get to rule and reign with Christ. We're going to judge. He says, "Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matter? Know ye not that we shall judge angels?" Isn't that interesting? We're going to judge the world. We're going to judge angels. How much more things that pertain to this life. So as we look at these events, what are the events we're looking at? The events that lead into the millennial reign. What are those? Well, you've got this great battle, the battle of Armageddon. The Lord Jesus Christ coming down with His saints, with His army to fight the Antichrist, to fight the armies of the Antichrist. He whoops them. And by the way, you know, some of you guys, I know you got a lot of guns here, right? I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're not going to do much fighting. You know, we're going to do a whole lot of cheering.
Amen.
And we're going to watch the Lord Jesus Christ just take care of business with the word of His mouth. You know, he's going to whoop them. He's going to take the beast, the false prophet, throw them into the lake of fire. Then the devil will be cast into a bottomless pit. Those are the events that lead us into the millennial reign.